The Dark Lord did not stop until he was practically punching the boy's throat from the inside, otherwise known as parcel tongue punch to his other victims.
And then they fuck!
Hello, smart fiends. It is I, the Marquis du Taint, here. What is that face? What are you doing?
You broke the Baroness.
Put your clothes back on.
Ah.
Oh.
I was not looking.
Fine.
Now I am, though.
Ah, as always, I am joined by the illustrious
Baroness Beefcurtain.
And her young companion.
Princess Jezebel.
Hang on, wait. That makes it sound like we're a relationship.
Oh, aren't
are we not?
Did I misread that?
It was the one time. One time. Meant nothing.
Well.
To you.
If you're listening to this. Then I guess you are here to be entertained with dirty tales from the internet.
Who's got a dirty tale?
Well, do we want a long tale or a short tale? Or?
Can we start with a long? I like them long.
I'll give you a long tale.
Is this Mordic of the Divine?
No.
Oh, right. My God.
But you never know. Dick the Divine is coming back.
It has to finish. It'll finish at some point, princess. And
it's
got to
end eventually.
We don't know when, though. This is called Harry and the Sorting.
Sorting. Oh, could you enunciate, please?
Could
that'd be great.
Eat a dick, please.
I do like.
I'm trying.
I do like the idea that at Hogwarts there is a different hat for different activity, and they're all sentient.
I like the idea that there's a sorting hat that's just in training, and it's like a sorty hat, like sort.
I kind of like the idea of like.
But people don't like that at all.
They have to wear it when
every single person in the school.
I think a lot of people would really appreciate a pooping hat.
I'm sure that the what is the nurse?
Madame Pomfrey.
That is a good memory.
Yeah, I bet she has a pooping hat.
Okay. Harry Potter and the Sorting Hat by Cheese Kimbap.
Cheese Kimbap?
Correct.
Oh, love
sounds
it.
Like a genius to me.
Chapter one.
Very stable.
Harry Potter? Yes, I was awaiting your sorting. Your fame surely does precede you, said the Sorting Hat with a charming melodic voice. Hello. Do you really read minds? Thought Harry, quite scared of the foreign presence in his mind.
There's a voice talking in my mind. I wonder if it reads mine.
Yes, I do, Mr. Potter. The hat chuckled. I can see all of your thoughts and all of your heart's desires. I can see you. Harry tensed a bit, not wanting anyone to find out about his embarrassing memories, especially the ones involving Dudley and the game he invented called Harry's Hunting.
Ew.
Ooh.
Ew!
You're nasty.
Dislike.
Don't worry, Harry. I can't reveal your secrets to anyone, even Dumbledore. However, I have to admit your mind is quite a bit fascinating. Quite a bit.
Quite a bit fascinating?
Yeah, quite a bit, said the voice in Harry's head. Really? What's so fascinating? Asked the boy, not really sure about what any could find in about his mind. Chuck another about in that sentence, guys.
About.
Three in one sentence.
Not necessary.
I'm not sure I'm able to explain, Mr. Potter. There's just attractive about your...
About your 11-year-old thoughts.
Attractive? What do you mean by that? Asked Harry, blushing visibly under the hat's revelation. It's just... I can see that you're going to become a great wizard, Harry. A very, very great wizard. Oh, thanks, I guess, said the boy, uncomfortable with the hat's...
I'm always uncomfortable with compliments my hats give me.
Me too.
What about compliments about your hat?
Oh,
no, I'm down for that. But just like, not compliments from my hat.
When your wide brim's like, you're looking sexy today.
Ooh, good morning.
No problem, Harry. You know, you have to come find me after the sorting is done. Maybe in a week.
What? Why?
I'm always in quite easy.
Bullshit. It's so hard to get in that headmaster's
office.
You need
like a password.
Sherbet,
no, it changes
lemon.
All the freaking time. Plus, it's
not
down a weird
when
hallway.
This is set. That is actually the password when this is set.
But does
Harry
know that?
Know that at this point?
Yeah, no, I don't
maybe
think
he can
so.
Just
I will come, 11.
Declared Harry, not really confident about his statement.
Now, can we just take a moment away?
Yes, please.
Is this conversation happening on whole
You
school?
Are correct.
You bet
and
your
he's
ass.
He's just talking out loud to this voice in his head.
Yep.
All right.
But doesn't the sorting hat talk out
correct.
Loud as well?
The yeah. sorting hat actually does talk out loud.
Yeah,
so this
I
person,
know.
I don't know. Anyway.
That's not canon.
The room of requirement was almost empty. Only a teenage boy in a pointy hat remained inside. Both sit on a couch in their present.
Yep.
Harry, 15 now, am I right? asked the Sorting Hat, disrupting the silence that plagued them. Yes, I am. What's on your mind?
Asked Wait, how old is he now? 15. 15. Okay, all right. That's
Time warp.
I wonder why we've done a time warp.
It's totally not weird
That was a
now.
Week.
Asked Harry, lost in his thoughts. Well, since you're already over 15, we can do it.
Is that the age of consent in the wizarding world? 15?
Maybe.
They get an extra year for good behavior.
Like an extra, like a younger year.
I know that in Germany it's 16.
It's 16, here.
Yeah, but I'm not sure what it is in UK.
Actually, do you know what? I have no idea what it is, what the age of consent is with a Sorting Hat. Because, I mean, like, isn't it technically like sodomy is 18,
course,
isn't it?
No, not anymore.
Oh.
They changed it.
What is this picture that comes up when you look up the age of consent?
Okay, yeah, we're going to have to put that on Facebook.
Why? What did you...
Please go home and search age of consent in UK and just meet this lovely lady that's up there.
What did they change it to?
So it's the same.
It's the same.
So they didn't make it. So
thanks, guys.
For vaginal sex, that's 16, but for anal sex, it's 18. They made it all 16, but then they instituted like Romeo and Juliet laws as well, so that
What's
people
Romeo
over
and
the
Juliet
age
rules?
Of 18 can have sex with teenagers under the age of 18 and not have it be illegal.
So it's not statutory if there's 2 years difference.
Yeah. So if there is someone 20 and there is a 16-year-old, that is still an offense.
Whoa, what a time to be alive.
Wow. The things you learn when you listen to this podcast. Tell you now. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Look, being a young gay man growing up in England, you had to be on top. I know exactly
on the ball.
When you were breaking the law and in what way and with whom.
Oh, man, alive. Okay. Since you're already over 15, we can do it, Harry.
We can do it. We can do it.
We can do the sex.
We can play chess, mental chess.
Do what? Ooh. You know, the thing people over 15 do, answered the hat.
Oh, you mean copulation?
Sorry. Asked Harry in an accent that's just changed.
The sexiest way you can.
Now paying
copulation.
More attention to the conversation. Yes, let's do it, Harry. It's been ages since I've done it.
Same. Wait, what?
Moving on. Except I can't because I find that so funny.
It just came out of my mouth. Is it true or not? Nobody knows. I know.
Yeah, you know.
All right, but how are we supposed to do it? I mean, you're a hat, said the black-haired teenager. I'm a what? Shouted the Sorting Hat, visibly shocked.
The pointy end, isn't that obvious?
Hey, Sorting Hat. You're literally called the Sorting Hat. That's not just like an honorary title. That's not like that's just not like a gene of wizardry. Like, you're the Sorting Hat.
Like, guys, if I was a hat, you'd let me know, right?
When did we bring that up?
I guess.
A hat?
I mean, you're a very nice hat.
Said Harry flatly. Sorry.
A hat? He said flatly.
A hat, said Harry flatly. Oh, yeah, I forgot, responded the hat, its voice more stable now. Still, look, we can do it. I will think of something, just you wait.
So at this point in this story, it is an accepted fact that the Sorting Hat and Harry have a mutual attraction that they've just been waiting for Harry to be old enough to act.
Love knows no bounds.
All right. No, I'm just like, all right, if that is the status quo, then I'm happy to move forward from there.
Great.
If
it's not.
Harry's just a hatophile.
How will we do it? Asked Harry, now looking more as a man instead of a boy, his shoulders broad, his face more man.
Is he older? Okay, good.
It's easy. Just put me up your ass. There's no other way of doing it with a hat.
Hello, sailor.
Okay, sorry, what? There's no other way of doing it with a hat?
No other way of doing
Not
it with
like
a hat?
Not like a hole in a penis situation? Ooh, no. How would that
just
work
Just up
out?
The ass.
The anyway.
I'm pretty sure the Sorting Hat has an actual...
It does.
Or is it... Oh, no, is maybe that mouth just like a fold, the hat?
You can fuck a fold, Zane.
I mean, sure. But that wouldn't be very satisfying.
Oh, we're saying some things.
Okay.
Yeah. Like elbow sex. I'm like, why would you when there's a...
An armpit readily available.
Oh, my God.
I know it sounds kind of gay. I mean, why can't I put my...
I know, it sounds kind of gay,
Ew,
Harry.
That's kind of gay.
Oh, I said that in the wrong voice too. I don't know, it sounds kind of gay. Why can't I put my thingy into you instead?
And there
asked
you go,
Harry.
There asking you go. The real question.
Not comfortable right with becoming gay, even for his lover.
I'm not comfortable becoming gay, guys, jeez.
But that would make me gay, wouldn't it? Asked the Hat, frowning slightly.
Wait. And here we have a classic example of the no homo problem. Whose dick goes in whose butt? Because as soon as you have a dick up your butt, you're gay. No matter how many times you say no
so
homo.
Wait, you're gay?
Yeah,
you're
absolutely.
Gay.
You're everyone
gay?
Sitting
you're
at
gay?
This table,
we're
gay.
All gay.
Okay,
gay,
me.
Gay, 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 gay.
Gay, I'm not gay. I'm actually not gay.
I also have a follow up question. Is the Hat male? Like, do we know that for sure?
It
like
has a male
gender?
Voice.
Gender, Deska?
I don't know.
Okay.
Gender. Oh, okay. I guess, said Harry, trying to think of some other way to do it. Why don't we both take turns? We could both become gay, so it wouldn't count as being gay at all.
Because, okay, no. This is a very well-known loophole in the no homo clause. Okay, so if you both have dicks up your butt within a certain period of time of each other, gay cancels out. And it's just totally straight again. Yeah. So it's
okay.
It's,
then, guys, maybe I'm not gay.
I'm not sure if that.
How many times have you had your dick up a butt?
I'd prefer not to say on this forum.
I'm not sure if that's supposed to make sense. Responded the Hat. Well, do you want to do it or not? Harry, irritated by his lover's behaviour. Sure, I can become gay for you, Harry. I don't mind. Just no homo, right?
This is the definition of homo. You're calling each other lovers. What is the deal?
Amazing.
But they're not gay, okay?
But they're not gay. Oh my God, stop presuming their sexual orientation.
Not at all, said Harry, and he began unzipping his pants.
Yep.
In the gayest way possible.
What the fuck? Harry, I'm pregnant. What are we going to do?
What? Okay. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Okay. All right. Okay. So another loophole in the no homo clause is that if your partner is in fact getting pregnant from what you're doing, it's not homo. It's just procreation.
What? How can a Hat be pregnant? Shouted Harry frantically.
Wait, what's it pregnant with?
A cap, of course.
I don't know.
A beanie baby?
I have ugly laughed so much at this. That's up. That was a good one, Taylor.
Hell yeah, got one.
Good ones all around, guys. Good. What? How could a Hat be pregnant? Shouted Harry frantically. I don't know, Harry, but I am. What should we do? Well, we aren't going to raise the child, declared Harry.
We aren't.
Might. Should we get married? Asked the Sorting Hat.
That's but, definitely homo.
But no homo, right?
Sure.
Wait, he didn't.
Let's get married.
Okay,
why not?
Well, it's
homo,
all homo,
homo
now.
Homo.
If they didn't say no homo before, they said yes.
Mr. Potter, it's very unfortunate, but I have to tell both your child and your wife died during childbirth.
What?
What is happening in this story?
I need warning.
No.
Author.
I don't believe you. That's not true, shouted Harry Potter angrily, his magic destroying half the hospital. I'm sorry, Mr. Potter. I really.
How many more people did he just kill?
Harry took stared at it. He
oh
seemed to consider something for a while. Then his eyes began.
Uh-oh.
He waited for a long time.
Because it's a Hat!
I love that Taylor is
it
also
seemed
as angry about this as I am.
It
hat.
Seemed as if.
Oh, because they go to a different.
Hat heaven.
Hat heaven?
Duh.
Over the rainbow.
It's Rainbow Bridge. Yeah, but for Hat heaven. Got you, girl.
For a few hours, whisper could be Avada Kedavra.
Oh, those are painful
and Harry
words
Potter
to whisper.
Fell to the ground.
Also,
no
whisper.
Longer alive.
Did you say no longer alive? That's
Harry
usually what happens when
himself.
You die.
Harry's dead.
Wow, that took like a super quick.
Somebody
dark
get this
turn.
To J.K. Rowling quick.
I know she needs to flesh it.
Cursed Child Part 3. Am I right?
Ginny Schminny, please.
Ginny
the true Schminny. Romance.
We want the first thing that was
that
really
was
riding on top
incredible.
Of Harry.
I'm a fan. I rate it.
Still, I think the establishing the actual
I guess the codification of the no homo code.
Yep.
Because there were a couple like pretty obvious breaches, but I guess if they both end up dead, then it counts as gay literature, right?
Yeah.
Because it's tragic.
I mean, it's very Brokeback Mountain.
Very.
Good.
That was beautiful. I feel enlightened.
It's a delightful
story. I feel like we learned something here today.
Okay, we're going to take a break and I'm going to actually write down what I know of the no homo code to
You should.
Yeah, educate.
Yeah.
And we'll come back with another story. All right, ladies, shall we continue?
Yep, that boy.
It always is. Whenever I start recording and then it drops away and I talk like myself.
I know, but it's like as soon as you press the button, you're like, hello.
Hello.
You're like Mrs. Doubtfire with a face full of cream pie.
Wow.
Is that not?
Because it's
Googles
too sad.
Googles furiously.
I've really stayed away from anything Robin Williams.
I know. It's so sad. All right. Let's bring the tone.
Smart. SpongeBob loves Krabby Patties. Bye.
Ah, fuck. Sorry, that was really overly violent.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said that.
Yeah, just calm down.
SpongeBob SquarePants was hard at work at Krusty Krab.
Winky face.
As fry cook for the fast food restaurant, it was his purpose to make all the meals customers desired. The most popular edible item from the restaurant's icon was the Krabby Patty.
The Krabby Patty.
In fact, the yellow sponge was cooking one up right now.
Who are you?
Oh, how wonderful it was, golden brown and fried to perfection. Then he placed the patty on a hamburger bun and placed cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, and another bun.
I don't need to know what exactly is on the bun.
Get to the
sex. I'm sorry.
Get on with it.
Stupid thick seems to think that you do. Now, its beauty was too magnificent for words to describe.
Wait, is he going to fuck the burger?
But he just described the burger.
SquarePants commented the freshly made meal. You're a piece of fine art. Oh. I'm doing an Elmo voice.
You are.
I like it.
What's that? You love me? I love you too, Krabby Patty. Give me some sugar, baby.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Look at that patty.
The spongy fry cook then fiercely made out with the burger. He rotated his tongue between the vegetables inside while his hands caressed the patty's soft buns.
Hell yeah.
Soon, the sponge had an idea. Later, Squidward and the cashier barged into the kitchen. SpongeBob! The squid shouted, someone ordered a Krabby Patty 5 minutes ago. What's the hold?
Oh, no.
Squidward unfortunately discovered something he'll never forget.
Oh, was SpongeBob adding mayo to the buns?
SpongeBob had his square pants down and was currently fucking a Krabby Patty.
Oh, no. Every day, all day, every day.
Do you mind? Yelled SpongeBob in embarrassment. The cashier fled from the filthy kitchen and went to the manager's office.
Uh-oh.
There, Mr. Krabs was busy counting his money. Squidward screamed in a panicky tone, Mr. Krabs! Mr. Krabs! SpongeBob is having sexual intercourse with a burger!
Guys, there's no need to kink shame.
I mean,
it's not violent. You're allowed to do it.
Also,
probably not at work, though.
Yeah, you're working and that's...
in a kitchen.
That you and that was a...
Do you think he's
someone's
on his lunch break?
Meal.
Like, if he's on his lunch break and he takes the burger, is it then okay?
You're still on company property.
Yes. If no one knows about it and the burger is yours.
What if he hasn't paid for
Okay, well, then it's gray area then.
But is paying for the burger then some kind of like...
Well, no, it's just ownership because it's an inanimate object.
That's
true. Good.
The plump owner of the Krusty Krab stopped his currency counting and looked at his employee. Do the customers know about this?
Why is that the first thing you ask?
Well, no.
Then there's nothing to worry about. If anyone finds strange white fluid in their food, tell them a special sauce.
Oh, nailed it. Off. Called it.
Mr. Krabs gave out his pirate-like laugh.
Well, that was really good.
You should be a pirate.
You are the pirate?
I'm
the OG pirate?
I wish.
The OP?
Now tell SpongeBob to stop screwing around.
Literally.
Unsatisfied with his boss's reaction, Squidward crumbled under his head.
Do you do a tap dance also?
Not yet. And went back towards the kitchen. But just as he was about to enter, the kitchen opened and collided with his face. I guess he means the kitchen door?
No, the entire kitchen.
The cashier went insane and the cook ran off.
The cook run off. Maybe it's Jamaica. The cook run off.
Ah, no. The cashier saw the insane cook run off. That's just me. I'm just going crazy. SpongeBob, where in the Neptune are you going? Squidward demanded. Not bothering to stop, SpongeBob loudly replied, Plankton kidnapped my beloved Krabby Patty. I'm coming, sweet cheeks.
Wow.
Meanwhile, the deserted wastelands, the Chumbo, Plankton, he had read Krabby Patty dissected for study.
Ew.
Plankton. Yes, I will finally find out the secret ingredient for the Krabby Patty.
Gross.
No way, you're harming my baby. The tiny creature turned around and saw SpongeBob burst through the window, armed with a chain gun. SpongeBob Rambo Loudpants said, Eat lead, motherfucker, and fired his gun. Bullets flew everywhere and broke things apart. By the time the chain gun ran out of ammo, the chum bucket was filled with bullet holes, but remained unharmed due to the target's small size and Sponge's awful accuracy. So SpongeBob squashed Plankton instead. SquarePants took his girlfriend in his arms.
What's a girl burger?
And said, Come on, baby. Let's go home.
No homo.
Now nearly midnight, some hot action was going on in the giant orange pineapple. The two lovers were underneath some bedroom sheets, both enjoying each other's embrace.
How does a burger enjoy an embrace?
I think you're about to find out.
Ooh.
SpongeBob panted a bit and spoke, That was amazing. I never knew you were such an expert. She enjoys it expertly. Before the patty could say anything, the
say
door...
Say anything?
Like just the patty now? Have we lost the buns?
Yeah, I'm not. Have I? Has the patty been able to talk this whole time?
No.
No, that was the first time.
So it's just going to clear its throat and have a chat.
The door opens and bringing light into the dark bedroom. Gary, is that you?
Gary.
The sponge looked down by the door and gasped. It was his pet snail, but rather... It wasn't his pet snail, but rather a moldy, half-eaten Krabby Patty. My ex-girlfriend! Hey, how's it going?
Ooh, awkward.
The burger on the ground stood motionless, creating an eerie silence.
It's a burger!
Look, I'm sorry. I called you a slut and then abused you and then left you to rot in a trash can. No hard feelings, right?
Yeah, Oh, my God.
The half-eaten patty took out a chainsaw and started it up.
What the hell?
What the hell? Why do you? Oh, no. Wait, please. The next day, police came to find everyone dead. The moldy Krabby Patty had hung itself and the only remains of the slaughtered couple were yellow pieces and ketchup spotted everywhere. The end.
That was thrilling.
Okay.
Who comes up with that?
Right. Yep.
Whatever. Stupid fic, I guess.
Look, honestly... Were either of you young enough to kind of be on that SpongeBob wagon?
Yeah.
I was, but I was a hardcore Disney Channel girl, so I didn't watch Nickelodeon.
Look, I didn't have Foxtel, so I was young
poor
enough.
Poor person. But,
okay, not poor parents. Way to rub.
You're welcome.
This bitch. This bitch can eat some patty cum.
I mean, that makes about as much sense as regular. A fun sound in unison.
I mean... It's not, not a fun girl. Sound.
Hell yeah.
I don't think that would have been an episode, to be honest.
No, probably
the
not.
The chainsaw probably would have been too much for the children.
Not the chain gun?
The chain gun? What?
Chain gun?
What is Wasn't a chain gun? Properly. No, I heard gun. I didn't hear chain gun. What's a chain
I heard
gun?
Chainsaw.
Yeah, you I heard know, chainsaw
you know,
and
like
a gun.
What a minigun is?
Yeah.
It's like that.
With the round thing on the bottom.
Not a Tommy gun.
Oh.
That's like a chain gun. You know,
I'm just learning so much tonight, guys.
I gotta play some more PUBG.
It's like rotating barrels. Yeah. And you like hold them and then it spins around and you wrapped up in bullets and they feed in.
Is that what that thingy's for?
Sounds like a waste of time.
What a time. I mean,
actually, sounds time saving, but.
Anyway, you can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. Yeah. You can find us on Patreon.
Ooh. You can find us in your bed.
I'm usually in my bed, so if I'm in your bed, then you should get out of my apartment.
I'm in different beds.
You can find us in your bed if you buy and then they fucked pillowcase.
It's true.
Hell yeah, get it in your bed.
And I just want to say, you put up on Facebook a quiz on how many of our orders bait safe, mm-hmm. and 40% of you do not bait safe.
That was disturbing.
You rebels.
Have you learned nothing from SpongeBob? Just died. He just died.
Because he wasn't baiting safe.
If he was baiting safe, then you know.
But now we find out that the paddy can speak and has a personality. Does that make it not masturbation?
See?
Asking the real questions. I appreciate that. If you want to learn the answer to more of this, go to thatsnotcanonproductions.com.
Yeah.
Find our merch links. Go there. Buy merch links. It'll be great.
Buy the links. Don't buy them.
Buy the merch. Don't buy the links because the links are mine. I own the links.
Guys, just buy me presents and get on with it, okay?
Buy us presents.
Oh, I want a present. I love presents.
Okay, yeah, do that.
Okay, I'm going to go give the ladies a present. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Hey, James and Riley, how you going?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you, Curtis. What's up?
Oh, mate, we're doing a promo now right now for our new podcast.
Well, what's it called?
It's called Unfeatured Articles. What do we do?
What do we do?
Thank you for asking, Riley. We look up every week the weirdest that Wikipedia has to offer. We dive into the comedic trenches of that website and find pure gold, baby. Pure sexy gold.
And we put it all on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and wherever you find your podcast, so please find us on Facebook, etc. Unfeatured Articles.
That's not in productions podcast.
Some people say having an opinion is like having a penis. It's really great for you, but you shouldn't share it around. That's exactly what we don't do. We share it all about the internet. And in fact, we advertise it on other people's podcasts so that they can go and enjoy it as well. Am I talking about penises or am I talking about opinions on film? To find out, you'll have to go to our website, secondtakepodcast.com, or find Second Take Podcast on your podcatcher of choice.